This is Jane Flint for OMCP Take 10, and we're talking to Dr. Kevin Tharp, Program Director of the BS in Digital Marketing Technologies Program and Associate Professor at University of Wisconsin-Stout. Dr. Tharp, please tell our audience a little bit about yourself and about your background.
Okay, like you said, I'm an Associate Professor of Digital Marketing Technology here at University of Wisconsin-Stout. I've been here for 8 years, and during that time we have built the program that has turned into the Bachelor of Science in Digital Marketing Technology. What I brought that allowed us to do this personally, and now obviously I need to give credit to a lot of other people, but what I bring to this is that I've been working on the web since 1994. In most of that time, my focus has been in finding ways of getting information to the people that need that information. So it started with early community networks and online community, and made my way through that whole thing. And that eventually brought me to teaching. And that sort of continues to be the thread that I'm following, is how do we get people to the information so that those people and the us reach our objectives.
Yes. So, as you said, you're currently on the faculty at University of Wisconsin-Stout. I think what we'd love to hear about is the program itself, who all is involved, how it came together, why you saw the need, or what the need was that you saw.
Okay. We didn't realize it at the time, but we started working towards this degree as early as late 2008, 2009, when listening to our industry advisory board, and specifically a company called FindLaw, which is a Thomson Reuters property, they play heavily into the path that we've followed. But it started with listening to them saying, hey, you know, we need to hire students who understand web analytics. And so we started with that, okay, well, what is web analytics? Let's figure out what this is, and let's create a program. And we worked with them to develop the curriculum. They had heavy input into the curriculum. And so that's where it started. Mm-hmm. And then a couple years later, it was, hey, we need a search engine optimization course. And along similar veins, so we went down that path with sort of a web technology path. But at the same time, we had a parallel path going in the same department with enterprise technology systems. And so while I was doing the web thing, we had another of our people doing, Evans Fiam, doing the enterprise technology systems. And they co-emerged as a series of courses that both led to minors. And we created a minor, each of them created a minor. I want to think that was 2013 when we first started accepting students into the minor. And then the next logical step was our industry partner saying, hey, we need a degree. You know, we would really like to see a degree. And we didn't know what to call the degree at the time. We were sort of web development and, you know, I mean, we played with a number of names. And when you're creating a new program in a public university system, there are a lot of people that have input and influence into moving that forward. So we actually had to negotiate with Publix on campus. And then when we got to a point of agreement on campus, and I think it was in the realm of calling it web technology, we then it went to the entire University of Wisconsin system. And the feedback we got from other programs is, that sounds too much like a computer science degree, web development. And they were like, what you're proposing isn't really a computer science degree. So we went back to the table and we came out with digital marketing technology, because that's really what it was. So we always didn't have that quite fit with the name, but when we found the right fit for the name, it was like, well, of course that's what we're doing. And then we started looking, and there are no other digital marketing technology programs. And so we went through them. We went very quickly through the process for a public university. And we were approved in June of 2015 to offer the program. And that involves the Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin system approving that. And then we started taking students in September of 2015.
Great.
And that gets us pretty close to where we are now.
That's right. Here we are today. caught up. So as OMCP, our mission is standards and certification, and I'm wondering how do you see OMCP standards and certification, and standards in general for the profession, applying to the course of study that you've developed? What's important about it, or what's the connection?
The important thing about having a standards body and standards that you can demonstrate as a professional or an emerging professional that you meet the standards is that it's really easy to talk about, oh, I know marketing, or oh, I know technology. What that certification does in this field, just like every other field, is it goes to an established set of criteria. These are standards, you know, and so that ability to get certified as having those standards, when you go then to an employer, from the student standpoint, you can say, look, this actually is vetted knowledge. Other professionals, industry, education have looked at this field and have decided these are the things that are important to know. And by the way, I know them. From a standpoint of being a university, those same standards, you know, they look at our curriculum to see if we are meeting those standards, because it's really easy to put something together. It's another thing to put something together that is achieving the core competencies that industry wants to see. And so really, to me, that idea of core competencies is what it's all about, is what are the core competencies and what are the different levels of the core competencies, so that if you've got different levels of standards, you know, I might be starting off, or I may be well established, and then that differentiation allows, you know, with that certification, it allows you to see what level is this person really coming in at.
Right, right. Yeah, I think we've also been looking at the sort of the growth of the industry, the promotability of professionals, getting people who are into digital marketing and knowing those and digital marketing technologies, being able to work their way up the corporate ladder and be able to affect business from that point of view as well. So, you know, that's why the degree piece is so important to us,
right?
From the STOUT program. So in addition to OMCP's mission of creating and maintaining standards and certification exams for professionals in the field of online marketing, we're also a community of practice. Like the University of Wisconsin STOUT's BS program, we rely on the contributions and influence of people in industry and people in academia, like you, to ensure that the certifications we provide deliver the value and the real working knowledge, both for students and for the employers that are seeking to hire them. Where do you see the field of online marketing going in the next few years, and what's your advice for people preparing for the profession?
Okay, we're at an interesting point in that we're looking at that tipping point where the technology becomes crucial to marketing. I mean, there's always been some degree. If you're printing, you're using technology. If you're doing radio or you're using technology. But now we're getting to the point where you're not using technology, but technology is, I don't really want to use the word driving, but it certainly is, yeah, informing. It's integral to it. When you start thinking about marketing, sometimes the first thing you think about now is the technology that you're going to use to deliver that. And so it's more and more and more going to become part of the core competency of being a professional communicator of any kind, whether it's marketing or sales or, you know, whatever. It's becoming part of literacy.
Yes, yeah, very, very well put. Thank you so much. Anything else that you'd just like to share or say or advocate for?
Well, we've got the program. We've got some students. We're ready for more students. You know, if people are interested in roles as faculty, keep an eye on us, because we're going to have to grow our faculty. We're also, you know, if you're interested in becoming a part of the program, whether it's industry, student, in any way, we're at that point where that is what we need. We've got the vehicle. Now we need to put the passengers in it. We need to put the gas in the tank, you know, to take the metaphor just as far as we can, and to put the seat belts on. So we've got to have the standards and the protocols and the people that are making sure that we're going down the right path. It looks bright.
Good. Yes, and you have a blog post out that maybe we can point people to as well. We'll work that into the transcription of this and make sure that you you get that and they get to read it.
Yep, the Chief MarTech blog got us a lot of publicity when we first launched this, and Scott Brinker's blog.
Yep.
That's a good place to look at our ideology of how we're working with industry and how we want to move this model forward.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.